From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup. The EU reached a deal earlier this year to return migrants to Turkey in return for a package including aid for the refugees and accelerated membership talks. Authorities say that hundreds of people have been evacuated in an Israeli village near Jerusalem as firefighters battle wildfires that have forced thousands to leave around the country.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes. Greece, Cyprus, Croatia, Russia and Turkey have offered to help fight the fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian authorities also offered assistance. He's blaming some of the fires on arsonists who he branded terrorists.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. Investigators are trying to identify the remains of 32 bodies and 9 heads that were buried in graves in Mexico. Security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has said that the U.S. president-elect Donald Trump has raised the issue of Russian aggression in the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation the two had last week.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
A landmark Japan-South Korea military pact is drawing complaints from opponents in Seoul. They're protesting the deal and how quickly it was arranged. Under the General Security of Military Information Agreement, Seoul and Tokyo can now directly share some military intelligence about North Korea. The deal allows them to bypass the United States, which has played middleman with intel since late 2014. Meantime, South Korean President Park Geun-hye is fighting to stay in office after being named an accomplice in a corruption scandal. China's state media is reporting the death toll from the collapse of a scaffolding at a construction site has now risen to at least 74. Two others were injured after the work platform at a power plant cooling tower that was under construction collapsed Thursday in the worst construction accident in China in 2 years. Hundreds of rescue workers are said to have dug through the debris with their hands to reach those who are trapped. The World Trade Organization's director general has cautioned against blaming the world trade for unemployment, saying a number of factors need to be taken into consideration when jobs begin to disappear. And an American television legend is being mourned this Friday. Florence Henderson, who played the beloved mom in the Brady Bunch show, died Thursday night at the age of 82. Henderson starred on Broadway before appearing on the popular television show that featured a blended family. And again, investigators trying to identify remains of 32 bodies and 9 heads buried in graves in Mexico. The drug cartels, again, have not known and have been known to bury their victims in secret graves, but officials did not immediately say that cartels are involved. The Mexican security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip that people were being held at a camp. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.